episode 2 of the Square and the Round podcast with Chris Kelly and there's B.B. Shea. Week 1 in the books.
That's it.
What'd you think?
I enjoyed it. And a lot of other people enjoyed it too.
You know, I saw some comments on last week's episode, which was our first ever. I've never done this podcasting thing before.
Yeah.
I know you're into it a little bit.
Sort of.
We just threw it together and said, let's see what happens. And the comments were, A, I talk too much. All right.
I didn't want to say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't look at comments. You know, sure. I stay off that stuff. But someone reported to me, the big thing is I talk too much. You weren't on enough, which was a blow. Okay. Let's just face
facts. But it makes sense, though.
All right.
I don't blame you for it.
Well, thank you. I just came in here and ran my mouth. Yeah. And two, there are a couple of preachers in Alabama that have the name Square and Round. And so we might have to bump with legal on them with the name.
We might
of
have
the show.
To discuss that.
There are, by the way, I Googled them. They're on fire. Those guys are really hitting on something.
Are
there.
They?
Yeah, I might go to their church. I don't know.
When's the last time you've been to Alabama?
A little tithing? I thought you were going to say, when's the last time you've been to church? Maybe a tie. Can't remember either one. Around Christmas one year, I won't tell you which one. The other names, let me tell you this, because we tried to come up with something that was decent for you and me, because you're round-headed, and I have a square personality.
Yeah.
And I saw these other names of podcasts, and I thought this was kind of fun. These are other podcasts out there. You tell me, well, maybe they are, maybe they're not. Actual podcast or porno movie, all right? You
okay.
You have, all to, right. You have to be the one that decides. Podcast or porno? Here's the first one. You
okay.
ready?
All right.
Dropping Loads.
Oh, man. I'm going to say podcast.
That's right.
Okay.
So you are good at this stuff.
Yeah, okay.
Dropping Loads is podcast. This one's easy. A Few Hard Men.
Oh, wow. Oh, that could be either one.
I know.
Okay. I'm going to go porno for that one.
You're right.
Porno for that
one.
On
two counts, you've gotten it right.
Okay.
That's well done. Tale of Two Titties. Now let's see. Okay. Let's see how you do here now. Yeah.
I'm gonna go porno on that.
That's
one.
Right.
Okay.
You're too good at this. You'll get every one of these.
I don't know. A lot of these are toss-ups.
I'll bring it back later. But before you last week came in here and said, I want to ask you a question. I want to do this. Normally I prepare a grid. I'm very much a control freak. You know, I put things in place. What this week do you have?
I do got a question for you.
Yeah.
A little bit of a thinker.
Yeah.
So I was at a concert this past weekend in Charlotte. Killer Mike. Are you a fan?
Yeah, absolutely. Are you kidding me?
Killer Mike fan.
Oh, my God. Who do you think? I was backstage with Killer Mike in that show in Atlanta that's so famous.
Yeah,
I mean, they're all so good. Lord. I told him, go with Killer Mike. Don't just go with like Murderer Mike. He liked the alliteration. I said, go with Killer Mike. Do it. You're at the Killer Mike show.
I'm at the Killer Mike show.
I didn't know you were a fan.
Yeah, I love Killer Mike, man.
Let me say how I'm considering going to the Air Supply show. Are they similar?
Very similar.
Okay,
if you like Killer Mike, you will love Air Supply.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
So I got to the show, and there was a bunch of other people at a show up the street.
Yeah.
Luke Combs was performing the same night.
Yes.
And I paid $35 for my ticket. I assume people at the Luke Combs show probably paid a lot more.
Right.
I was inside the whole time. They were out in the elements. There was a few rain delays. And I feel like I had a better time throughout at my show for $35, which got me thinking.
Yeah.
What is the most amount of money that you would be willing to pay for a concert or some sort of event, spectating event? And like, what would it be?
Well, now in the old days, when I was younger, it would have been a lot more. I paid, man. I mean, I'm a Broncos fan, Denver Broncos. I've paid a lot of money for like Broncos tickets to go to a game that they were in. But, you know, the older I get, the less I even want to be part of anything.
I understand.
That. But I would pay, for the Eagles shows, I would probably pay, I would say $200 to $250 for a ticket.
All right. Okay.
I'm a big Ed Sheeran fan. I would pay a couple hundred dollars for an Ed Sheeran ticket.
Because I was racking my brain, and I came to the conclusion that I would pay $500 for one ticket to see Kanye West.
Wow.
That is my top of the line, most money I would spend to see somebody.
You know how judgmental I am.
Of course.
I am judging you so hard right now. Because I think he's such an absolute nightmare of a person.
No,
he's such a horrible person.
You're 100% person. Right. He is.
But you buy his shoes.
I do.
And you wear his shoes and you support his brand.
I love the music.
He's a nightmare of a person. And yet, you know, then I have to come back and say, well, you know, I probably support people that are just as bad. You know,
it's all going to come out one day.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be a big fan of Bill Cosby or Michael Jackson or whoever it might be. And then you see what happens. You can't start judging people like that because you go into anybody's past and they have all sorts of problems.
But I mean, I think at it, I'm such a fan of his music. I would pay $500 easy to go see him in concert. That's would you pay that much to go? What about like Red Sox World Series? Would you pay that much to go see them?
Yeah, I might do that. If the Red Sox were in the World Series, which they're coming on. You know, they were. I believe the Red Sox and Yankees have swapped places since last time.
It's the weirdest thing, man.
What's going on with the Yankees? Why are they? You're a Yankees fan.
Yeah, no, it's a tough division.
My God.
It's the best division in baseball, I must say.
In years.
And they're, what, 7 games over 500 and in last place?
I mean, that's been the story of the Red Sox all year. They're playing pretty well now, the Red Sox.
I think the other three teams, the Orioles, the Blue Jays, and the Rays, decided, oh, we're going to have to compete.
God.
And they're killing it, all three of them.
Orioles, out of nowhere. And the Rays. You know, the Rays always get it done with no money.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And the Orioles are, this year, all of a sudden, really good. It's like what they've done, what they've planned has really worked for them. I went to a Red Sox-Yankees game in the playoffs a few years ago. The Red Sox won the series, but the Yankees won that game. It was at Fenway Park, and I paid a pretty good amount for those tickets.
How much did you pay? Are you comfortable telling?
I took my son. It was probably $300 per ticket.
Okay.
And then we had to do the flight and the hotel.
Sure,
And I did that. This is probably the most spur-of-the-moment thing I've ever done. I was watching game one of that series. Mm-hmm. It was a 5-game series, and the Red Sox won it 3-1. And the only game I saw, they lost. And they won the World Series that year.
Okay.
So I was sitting at home watching game one, and I just thought, I'm going to game two. It was 2 nights later on a Saturday night, and I just, boom. And I told my son, we're going. And I got the tickets all online and everything.
And that's such a cool thing.
It was great.
He'll remember that for the rest of his life, and you will as well.
It was a fantastic trip.
Is that the most spontaneous thing you've ever done?
Yes, I never do anything. Okay. I don't even want to leave this state ever again. I think I've told you. My wife's all about, we want to go to Europe and travel, and I'm just like, we can do it with that. Go on a girls' trip. I wouldn't care if I like the coast. We're in North Carolina, so I like the beach. Other than that, I don't care about leaving this state again. So it's a lot for me to spend a couple of $500 on a Kanye West show.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would happily do it.
Oh my God.
And I don't even think that would be the most expensive ticket. I'd probably still have bad seats to it. But I would easily do that.
Oh, that hurts me so much. I don't know much about him, but everything I read about him is that he's just a nightmare.
How familiar are you with his music?
Zero. I mean, here's what. I'm sure I've heard his music and liked it, but I don't know it's him.
If I challenge you to listen to Kanye West, would you
yes,
bother?
Yes, I will do. All right, then why don't you do that for next week?
Yeah.
I'll write it down.
Okay.
Listen to Kanye West. How many songs? Can you send me some songs?
I'll send you an album to listen to.
All right.
Or I'll send you like a mix of songs to listen to.
Well, he's got some hits.
He does have some hits, a lot of hits.
But I don't know. What I do is I go to the gym.
Yeah.
I just came from the gym.
Yeah.
They play a bunch of, you know, rap music. Sometimes it's stuff I know. Sometimes it's not current day music. Then later I hear them go, that's Kanye West with so-and-so. And I'm like, my God, it is. I'm singing along to it.
Of course. Yeah.
You know, that's just how it is.
That's my biggest character flaw is the fact that I appreciate his music so much.
It's terrible. You have a lot of character flaws. I find you very distasteful. You're terrible. I mean, there are many things that are wrong with you, but that's one of the biggest.
Of course, yeah.
And when you came in here that day with those shoes on, oh my God, I wanted to just burn them.
Bro, you know those were nice shoes. Don't lie.
Yeah, but he just said his stuff about the Jewish thing.
And it was bad timing on my part.
Terrible timing.
Terrible timing on my part.
It was because he had just done all that Jewish anti-Semitic thing. All right, I'll do this for you as a Yankees fan.
Okay.
I just saw this week on Twitter. All-time Yankees, the Mount Rushmore of Yankees.
Okay.
And do you know Michael Kay, the broadcaster for he's the play-by-play man on the Yes Network.
Yes.
I like him.
Familiar. I like him too.
I mean, I loathe the Yankees, but I like him. And I like Aaron Judge. Him being out is what's really hurt.
That sucks,
That
man.
Is hurt,
It
man.
Sucks.
For the Yankees. But he says the Mount Rushmore of Yankees, that's the four greatest Yankees of all time, of course, have to be Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, and then ...
So the last one's open for interpretation.
It is, but I think there are others open for... But how can you knock any of those three off?
I would knock DiMaggio off, and I would put Yogi Berra.
Over DiMaggio?
I would put Yogi Berra over DiMaggio. I feel like... Now, DiMaggio's a Yankee, but I feel like Berra's even more of a Yankee.
Well, I'll yield to you on that, because you know the Yankees better than I do. And Yogi Berra could have been the fourth, for sure, but Joe DiMaggio is quintessential.
He's
and he's... The 55-game hitting streak, 56-game hitting streak. You know that?
9-time champion. Yogi Berra is a 10-time champion as a player, 13 as a player
My
manager.
God.
But I don't think you can leave Jeter off.
Well, Jeter, I would put as a
fourth. It would be Ruth, Gehrig, Berra, and then Jeter.
Jeter is the most clutch. I mean, I didn't see DiMaggio or Mickey Mantle was another one that came.
Yeah, he could be up there too.
Of course. What about, Mariano Rivera is the greatest relief pitcher of all time.
He is.
But Jeter, if I were filling that in, I would take his word for it and go Ruth, Gehrig, DiMaggio. But I would put Jeter because maybe the best baseball play I've ever seen was when they were playing the A's that night. You know the play that the ball was coming in from right field and he has the foresight to see that it's going to be short of the catcher of home plate, runs across, catches it, flips it to home plate, and that idiot Jeremy Giambi gets tagged out at home plate. And, it's one of the most – it's the most heads-up play I've ever seen.
It's one of those plays that you see a lot, but then when you take a second to digest what's actually happening.
It's incredible.
Yes, the foresight to do that, that alone puts him up on a lot of different boards.
It's incredible.
That was a baseball play.
Amazing.
There's so many people, even in the game now, that would never have the foresight to do something like that.
Exactly. I've never seen that play before or since. It's like, how do you do – what are you doing? He's clutch. He played – the best in the biggest moments. And that's, you got to put him on there for that. That's where I would agree with you.
Well, I put it to you. What would be the Mount Rushmore or your Mount Rushmore of Red Sox players?
Well, Ortiz.
Really?
Sure. You don't think? No. Well, Ted Williams. Well,
I hate. Okay.
David Ortiz?
I got to leave my biases out of this.
You hate David Ortiz? But he won. He brought them the championship.
I agree. But
he was as clutch as he could get, too.
Even now, even still the Yankee hating, you've been retired for years. Just get over it. It's the constant hazing of A-Rod and stuff. I'm like, okay, bro, we get it.
Yeah. Jeter is everything A-Rod wasn't. Jeter was great in the spotlight and that's the thing about the Yankees is that also when they were great, they grew that homegrown talent.
They did.
And had players around the superstars. And now there are too many just superstars. And they should have never signed Stanton, which at the time I was really mad. I thought he's going to be great. And he just hasn't been.
Yeah. All of this trade talk right now, I'm like, get Stanton out of there. I'm totally cool with him.
But who's taking that contract? They'll have to pay it off.
Send him to St. Louis and give us Arenado. Or send it to L.A. and give us Ohtani. I don't care.
Oh, God. Yeah, but they're not going to unload that for you, are they? Got to be Ortiz. Got to be Ted Williams. Jeez. After that, great Red Sox of all time. There are many, of course.
Yastrzemski
has to go on there. Maybe even Carlton Fisk. He was a great catcher. He was the heart of the team.
Yeah.
Or Jason Varitek. Pedro, when he was there, but he was such a headache. But he won, he won. Let me give you another podcast. Is it a podcast or is it porn? By Curious George. Why? That's what we should cover. We have to have a name. We have to have a name that's better than what we have, the square and the round. By Curious George.
Is that a porno?
That is a
porno. Okay, wow.
You're not going to be defeated on
this. That was a toss-up. That could have been
either
one.
You're never going to be defeated on this. What is the controversy with the – you mentioned the – who was the country musician that you went to see, or you didn't, but it was
Luke
in the
– Combs.
What's the controversy around Jason Aldean? Have you heard about this?
I am not familiar with this.
He's got a song out, Jason Aldean. This makes, anytime there's controversy, my butt puckers up, so I don't like to talk about it. Yeah. But he's got a song out. It's something about back when a small town was a small town. I don't even know the name of the song. We could probably delve into it next week. Yeah. But people are really mad about it because it was try this in a small town. If you come up to me, I'll shoot you.
Okay.
And a lot of radio stations aren't playing it, and a lot of people are mad about it. I'll have to look into it more. It's not
– Yeah.
I shouldn't have even brought it up, but there's some sort of controversy with Jason Aldean and this song. And he's firing back and saying, no, it's not about that. It's just about small town values and that kind of thing. But they're saying, no, but you're talking about gunplay.
That's right.
And I think it's a bad move.
It's a touchy subject.
It's a very touchy subject at this time. Last week, we talked about that touchy subject about my son who's going off to college and his roommate. And his roommate, when they met each other or they texted each other, the roommate texted and said, hey, man, do you have any problem with me smoking weed? And my son said, I don't do that, but keep it away from me. And no, I have no problem with that. Well, we did the podcast, and I got some emails of people saying, you need to tell his parents. You need to
tell.
What?
Yeah. No, that's not the right thing to do.
I agree, but, I agree with you. But and I never even considered telling his parents. And I was thrilled that my son told me. Remember, I said that was my proudest
parenting
moment.
For sure, because he could have just let that slide.
Of course, but he told me immediately. And the guy who emailed me said, well, that's a class one whatever, and it's illegal in North Carolina, and you want him to get caught with marijuana. And, of course I don't, but if the room gets busted, what happens?
Well, first of all, it was cool that he came out and asked him.
Yeah.
But when you enter into that with that other guy, you have to let that be known. Like, hey, man, mm-hmm. I don't care if you do this, but I'm not taking the fall for you.
Yeah, that's
because,
right.
you know, I had friends of mine that I was the same way with.
Yeah.
I'm like, you can do it all you want. I don't care. But if it comes down to it, mm-hmm. I'm not taking the fall for you. You're going to have to own up to this.
Yeah. But if somebody comes into the room, some authority, an RA, and finds it or whatever, and it's in the middle of the room, do they both just get, or you're going to have to trust the roommate to do the right thing? And
yeah,
say,
I'd snitch on him too. 100%. I have no problem telling whoever it is, that is not mine, that is his. 100%. Because I'm not going down for that.
No, I agree. But if you don't know him from Adam, and the other guy, the new roommate, let's say it's 2 weeks in, says, no, it's not, it's his, you know, then it's a he said, he said.
He's going to have to catch these hands right here. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I'm not going to tell anybody.
I'm not going down with like that.
And I'm letting him, he's 18, I'm going to let him handle. This is his first big life challenge, you know?
Yeah, this would be a good one for him to try to figure out.
My son can't microwave a burrito without my help. I just bought him a breakfast burrito.
What?
Yeah, I got him a breakfast burrito, which he liked, and the instructions were unwrap, rewrap loosely, and microwave for 90 seconds. And so I did the first one for him, and he liked it. The next morning, I said, get you another one of those. There's one in the fridge. And he looked at it and read it, and he's like, can you do it? This is college. Can you do this? This is how much, this is how people now, they have no idea. Young people have no, at least my son has no
idea. Honestly, it's bad. Like, there are some things I don't know if I can and can't put in the oven.
Yes.
You know, like glass. I put glass in the oven? I don't know sometimes.
A Pyrex. You can do a Pyrex dish.
It's just,
learning.
That's the stuff they need to teach in school.
Well,
don't burn your house down 101.
Well, you were living on your own for a while. Now you can ask your mom.
Exactly. My mom, yeah, she's very willing to help.
That means the way my son can get out of, if they're caught with weed, he can say, watch me roll the joint. And he can't. He has no idea. Yeah, he won't even know what to call it. He'll have no idea. The other kid will just be like, you know, whipping it up, and he'll be okay.
Well, one way you can get away with it, it goes, oh yeah, what's the name of this strand again? And if the kid says it, that's clearly
then
is.
You've got it.
Yeah.
And I didn't appreciate the emails after last week's episode. Most people were saying, just smoke weed already. You know, that's not our thing.
No.
We're not gonna do that. Porno name or podcast name? Dawson's Crack. That's a tough...
That is a tough one.
I don't know if you can get that one. Mm. Porno name or podcast name, Dawson's Crack.
Dawson's Crack. Yep. I'm going to say a podcast.
You just are on fire. I mean, it's like no way. You just can't put anything past you. It's true.
I came to the realization of something the other day, and I want to know what you think about this. I have decided that I'm going to do the Barbenheimer double feature. I've put it in my head, and I'm actually going to do it.
I knew you would do that.
Yes.
And by the time this drops, you probably will have already done the Barbenheimer being the Barbie movie and the Oppenheimer. And which will you see first?
I'm going to do Barbenheimer. I'm sorry, Oppenheimer and then Barbie.
I
had been up in the air about if I wanted to do it. That's 5 hours of my day.
Yeah,
and
more than really. Because Oppenheimer is 3 hours exactly, and you've got previews and all that. And then, of course, Barbie previews again. Yeah. Are you seen in the same theater?
Seen in the same theater, yeah.
And have they timed out well?
So one starts at like 10 o'clock in the morning, the other one's at like 2 or 3, so I'll have some time.
So are you in between going to get lunch or something?
I think so, yeah.
If I were you, that's the exact way I would do it. Yeah. Oppenheimer first, and I would see them in the same theater if I could, and I would see them early in the day, not late at night like that, which I think is ridiculous. I mean, I could never stay up for that. I don't know that your body has the stamina
to sit for 5 hours.
Let's be honest about it. Well, I mean, you're probably a world champion sitter, but after a time, I look at you and I don't know. Let me challenge, you challenged me to listen to Kanye West.
Okay.
Not this week, but maybe you should come and do one of these gym classes with me sometime in the next week. That will be your challenge next time.
As long as you're there, I'll go do it.
I'll be there.
Because I'm going to embarrass the hell out of you while I'm there.
That's a hard thing to do. Those are hard classes. Yeah, that'll be tough.
No, is this gym class, man? Is it going to be like, am I going to be struggling? Or is it?
Yeah, it would be a real, but the great thing about this particular gym, I'm not supposed to give any plugs or anything because they don't buy advertising, but it's a 1 hour workout on the treadmill, on the floor with weights, and on a rower, and you go from one to the other.
Yeah.
And you really can make it as hard as you want to. And I mean, I go as hard as I possibly
can. So I can kind of go at my own pace.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Fair enough.
Whereas when I'm on the treadmill, or someone else who's like a real athlete would be running really fast, you could power walk or run really slow. And, you know, it's a great workout.
I'd be willing to try it out.
It's a
I'm
hard,
open to it.
It's a hard but great workout. You know, you were talking last week about going to see these two movies back to back. And the one I remember, do you remember the two movies I told you that I saw on the same day?
Groundhog Day.
That's right.
And
you won't remember the other one.
Was it about
Civil War?
Yeah.
Summersby.
Yeah.
I just read from MovieWeb.com that Groundhog Day won their funniest movie ever made, which I would dispute.
Funniest movie ever made.
I dispute that.
Groundhog Day.
I mean, I like it a lot, but I like the funniest movie. I mean, Airplane, old school. You see these movies? You seen Airplane?
I've never seen Airplane.
Airplane is a great, farcical movie. You know, it's very, very silly, but okay. Very, very funny. They put Dazed and Confused at number 3, which I don't find funny. I mean, I do. There's funny parts.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, it is.
But no, I would definitely wouldn't put that under the comedy thing.
They put Young Frankenstein in, which is also very funny. Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
These are older movies.
Yeah, these older movies aren't funny, man. Let's stop pretending that they are. What's the oldest movie on that list?
1940.
There's no way.
His Girl Friday. I haven't seen it.
There's no way that's funnier than, like, I don't know, The Hangover.
The Hangover's not on the list, which I find...
Get out of here.
I find The Hangover phenomenal. And it's not on the list, and it neither is Old School, which I find incredibly fun. Which one of those do you like better?
Old School or...
The Hangover.
Probably The Hangover. The Hangover's more classic, man.
I like Old School better. I find it funnier. I love them both. I think they're both very good. But if I were watching it over and over again, I just find the scenes with Will Ferrell in so funny. The others here on the, if you've seen them, you can weigh in. The Princess Bride. Did you see The Princess Bride?
No. It's these old movies, man.
That's not that old of a movie. It's very funny.
I gotta try it out. Okay.
Anchorman.
Great.
Incredibly overrated.
Great.
Incredibly overrated.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's fine for what it is, but it does get a little too much love, I will say.
The fact that it is number 7 on this list is an outrage. It's an out-and-out outrage because I went into it thinking this is going to be fantastic, and then I watched it, and to me it's one of the most overrated movies I've ever seen. I mean, I never have found it. I find it funnier when I watch it later.
Okay.
I think maybe my expectations for it going in were too high because I like him. Will Ferrell.
Yeah, that's the tough thing, especially with these movies, is if you don't see it before everybody starts talking about it, it loses a lot of its juice, I think.
Yeah, I went in and I thought there's no, and I'll tell you, is it Carell who plays the guy who can hardly talk? I find him one of the most annoying characters I've ever seen.
What?
I like him. I like him in general.
The weatherman, you didn't like him in Anchorman.
No. I mean, he can't even talk, can he? He's like, ooh.
He's just very stupid, yeah.
I found it ridiculously annoying. I almost left.
Wow.
I hated his character so much. And I like him. I'm a fan of Steve Carell. But I hated him in that movie.
That's a hot take because people love that character. They think that's one of the best ones.
Hate that character. I think he's terrible. I mean, that if they got rid of him, I think I would have liked it a lot better. I hate, we've probably talked about this, is Billy Bob Thornton in Bad Santa. I hate him. I hate the movie and I hate him. I think that movie is awful. I mean, and people, it's not on this list, but people put it on their top 10.
You're wild for that one. That movie is amazing.
I loathe that movie. I find it not only not funny, but repugnantly bad.
There is something about a character that's just over the top piece of crap.
Jeez.
You know what I mean? I will admit to that. Like, if it's just trying way too hard to be a piece of crap.
Yeah.
But I just think he played it so well.
Maybe that's why I don't like those kinds of characters.
Yeah, because it is a little much, the things that he does in this movie.
That's it. I don't like characters that are just pieces of crap to be pieces of crap.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like that movie.
No motivation, just nothing to live for. Like, why do you wake up in the morning?
I think that's what people around here think about me. Do you know what I did the other day?
Yeah.
You know our engineer, Drew?
Yeah.
I haven't told anybody else this.
Oh, geez.
The night before, you know I've been dieting. You know that.
Yeah. Looking good, too, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've reached my goal. I know you have, too.
I have, yeah. I'm maintaining right now.
You're maintaining. You're in maintenance right now.
Yeah.
You got to stay within that 1 pound.
I don't want to get too trim.
No. You don't want to do that. It's a good thing they made those theater seats now that you can lean back. This 5 hour. This 5 hour extravaganza.
I can't have people all up on me.
So I used the bathroom the other day. Now, the night before, I loaded up on asparagus. We had had, something and asparagus. You know, grilled fish and asparagus. Yeah. And actually, it was air fryer fish and asparagus. It was my specialty.
Beautiful.
So I go into the bathroom, and I had a bunch. My kids didn't want it, so I had theirs. I mean, and I like it. I like asparagus. And when I peed, I mean, it was as pungent. You know how?
Oh, I love that smell. I love asparagus piss smell, man. That's better than gasoline, as far as I'm concerned. I'd be hard pressed to like try to drink it at some point. It smells that good. I like asparagus piss smell. Yes, I can't get enough of it.
That really kind of takes the steam out of the story, because I went in, and when I peed, I was like, oh my god. I was reminded, you know, that I mean, yeah. It's the worst. It was the most pungent I'd ever smelled it. And as I'm coming out, here comes Drew, who's our coworker, in. And I was like, oh, boy. He walked in, and within 3 seconds, I saw him walk out.
God!
Sorry, yeah, and turn. And I didn't want to say anything, but it was me. And it was, but it wasn't, you know, a toozy. I didn't drop a toozy. No. It was a asparagus pee, but I felt really bad about it later, because it really was. It was quite an event.
Next time that happens, let me know. I'll come forward. I'm just standing there for a few minutes and collect my thoughts.
I have never heard anybody say that they like that. Smell.
It's the same with like coffee, right? Mm-hmm. After you get done drinking coffee.
Now, if I don't drink coffee, do you have is there a smell?
Yeah, there's a little smell to it as well. It's not as pungent as asparagus, but it's a little something.
Asparagus is the one.
Yeah.
I mean, that is the pee smell.
I wonder what that is.
I don't know why that is, but it is awful. I mean, even if I have just a little, I can smell. I don't like the smell when I pee, but I love the taste of the asparagus going in. That's interesting. And you're the only person I've ever heard. You're such a contrarian. You're the only person I've ever heard. Kanye West probably likes it. You too.
Maybe.
Probably so.
Maybe.
Anchorman beat Superbad on the funniest 10 movies of all.
I don't agree with that.
I love Superbad.
I love Superbad too.
Sometimes I don't like... what's his name really had to prove it to me that he was good? The guy in Superbad who's
Jonah Hill?
Jonah Hill.
Yeah.
I was like, he needs to, and he did. He's really, really good.
He came up, man.
Do you know Michael Cera, who's in that movie? I recently read about him that he dislikes the spotlight so much. Once he got pretty big, he did Superbad and Juno. You like Juno?
Love Juno.
I do too.
Love Juno.
I think it's a really underrated movie.
I agree.
You know, in The Sign of Our Times, now, who's the name of the person who played you, now a male?
So, Elliot Page now was Ellen Page.
I thought they were great. Right?
Yes.
Is it he? I don't know what he is now. I don't know.
A he now.
See how hard, it's the tough time I have going through this world?
It is. It's tough, yeah.
I thought he, at the time of she, did a great job. And now, I believe if you watch it now, like stream it, they have changed the name from Ellen to Elliot.
Is that right?
I think that's right. They can do that now with the technology. Immediately, Ellen became Elliot on the credits.
I did not know that.
I think that's true now. They can do that.
You know, it was super bad. My Uncle Doobie took me to go see that when I was 15.
I'm not surprised you have an Uncle Doobie. In fact, that's my roommate. That's my son's roommate. Uncle Doobie.
He took me on my 16th birthday to go see that movie.
Yeah.
And we were walking in, and the lady checked tickets back then. This was 2008. And she was like, "Are you sure you want to take him to see this movie?"
Talk about sex for a 16-year-old kid.
And he was like, "Yeah, I'm sure. He can handle it." And God, I loved it. It was one of the best movie experiences ever.
My Uncle Rico took me on my 48th birthday. And the lady said, Are you sure?
Are you two guys
want to be in here seeing that? Michael Cera hated the spotlight so much that he almost quit acting, he said. People would come up for selfies or autographs or whatever, and he hated that and disappeared for a while.
He's one of those guys that I think gets into this business with pure intentions.
Yes.
And then he slowly sees how skeezy it is.
Yes.
And that's why he doesn't do a lot, I don't think.
I agree. You know, he's in the Barbie movie, right?
I think he is.
There it is.
And he definitely had a point where he could have popped.
Yeah.
It definitely went hard.
I agree.
But he just kind of like, I don't know.
Sometimes I think of him as like, where is he now, Michael? Because he was very funny. He was on that show.
Arrested Development?
Yes. Yeah. You like it? I never saw it.
Never watched it.
I really liked it. After a while, I got a little.
I could see that.
Yeah. It's like the first season I loved. And then it's like, okay, it's a little bit much. But I thought he's going to be a huge star. And Jonah Hill's the bigger star.
Of course.
However, he didn't like that. Like what you just said, the skeeziness of it, I guess he didn't like.
But I mean, those two for that role were just perfect.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It was just and a great movie. And you did like it.
Loved Superbad.
When I was 16, I could see that kind of stuff on HBO. And everybody was making just like Lose Your Virginity movies. Mm-hmm. And that's what that basically is. Somewhat, but much more than that. Much better than that.
Well, you know, it's funny. I've been thinking recently about comedy movies, especially like ones in the theater. What was the last big
great comedy
movie? in all honesty.
Well, let me see the latest. On this list, the most recent one was Superbad from 07, which is, and so that makes...
That might be it.
Has there been a great comedy in the last 10 years? I mean, a great comedy.
Since, no,
if,
I don't...
If people could call this show...
Yeah, we would see.
I would say, what's the last great comedy? You can email it.
Yeah.
You can email us.
Hit us up on Facebook or something.
And, I can't see that. I won't see that.
I'll have to field those. But yeah.
You'll see that.
Yeah, let us know what's the last great comedy movie in the last 10 years.
It might be Superbad. I mean, and that was 15, 16 years ago. That's a while back.
When did Hangover come over? Was that 2008?
And then it's that one. Whichever one. Because those are great comedy movies. They really are.
Classic. Stood the test of time, too.
And then what about, like, now it's a Christmas movie, but when did Elf come out?
See,
I just recently saw that. That's 04.
For the first time, really.
Like two Christmases ago.
Can I tell you what?
Yeah.
Overrated. I think Elf is overrated.
Well, okay. This is why. Because I had never seen it, and I always thought, I'm not going to see that. It's silly. And I would see people wearing the shirts and stuff. Yeah. I'm not going to see it. So I had absolutely no expectations. Then I saw it and thought, this is fantastic. I love it. It's because of expectations a lot. I think that's why I think Anchorman is way overrated. Mm-hmm. And Steve Carell's character, Jesus Christ. And I think that movie is really, I mean, it immediately rocked. We should, around December, like this thing still be going on in December.
Who knows?
We should talk Christmas movies. Yeah. And it would be up there for me. I really do like it.
I think it's fine. I don't think it's worth playing 24 hours a day on Christmas Day. I think that should be only for the Christmas story.
I do love a Christmas story.
Yeah, I think for the elf thing, it's good, but I don't think
you don't
it deserves
think it's as good
hype.
As a Christmas story,
no,
really.
Not at all.
Ooh, I really like it.
Not at all.
All right, the last one here. Titties and beer. Podcast or porn? You tell me. Podcast. If you get this one, we end this show.
Titties and beer.
I'll go listen to Kanye West, and you can go to the gym. They got a 4:15 class today. Get in there.
Oh, jeez. Titties and beer. Yeah. That's got to be a podcast. Got to be.
Why aren't we titties and beer? Why did we not? You've got the titties. I used to have titties. I hated that. That's one thing I hated most about my body with my moobs. And I still, even still, when I look at myself, I'm like, I still see that. You know,
like I've learned to love them. And I'm not a body positivity guy, but I just deal with it.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not a body positivity guy either. Nah, Screw that. You know, do you think we should talk about it? We should tease this for next week. Yeah. A good friend of mine says body positivity is the reason we have so much obesity, especially childhood obesity now. It's like, tell somebody they're fat, you know, make them really shame them.
I don't 100% disagree with you, Kelly.
Yeah, well, it's not me.
Or disagree with that guy.
A friend of mine says, you know, when somebody's fat, stop telling them how great they are. You know, tell them, hey, you need to lose some weight.
Yeah.
You know? I told my son that he was getting a little soft in the middle.
Soft around the middle, yeah.
And he's...
Is he working on it?
He is. I mean, we go to the gym together, and he's running now, where he used to not. He used to, like, kind of jog along and walk.
I was like, I don't know your son, but I find it hard to imagine that he needs to lose a lot of weight.
He doesn't. Okay. He really... But he's getting ready to go into college, and like you know, and... I told him you're going to get that freshman 15. The other day he was like, we were at the pool and I just noticed he would be really, you know, rail thin. And now I'm seeing just softness in that middle. I said, you're getting a little soft in the middle. And apparently one of his friends had told him that too at a different pool. And all of a sudden I see for the first time in his life, actual movement. He's actually started moving.
Well, good for him. That's not a bad thing.
We'll see.
That's not a bad thing.
All right, let me go listen to some Kanye.
Please.
Okay. Week two in the books.
Week two.
Your thought, better or worse than week one?
A lot better than week one.
You think so?
I think week one was good, but I think that...
This is better.
I like it. Yeah.
We'll see what people think, all right? Thanks for listening. The Square and the Round podcast, week two, in the books.